Avalanche report for Saturday, the 1st of February 2025. Avalanches can in some places be released by a single winter sport participant and reach medium size. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. As a consequence of new snow and a strong to storm force southwesterly wind, avalanche prone wind slabs formed. These can be released even by a single winter sport participant. As a consequence of a freshening fern wind, further wind slabs will form in the course of the day, in particular adjacent to ridgelines. Avalanche prone locations are to be found in particular on steep west, north and east facing slopes above the tree line, also on steep shady slopes in areas close to the tree line. And now the snowpack. The somewhat older wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack, in particular on west to north to east facing aspects above the tree line. The fresh wind slabs are lying on soft layers, in particular on west to north to east facing aspects above the tree line. The old snowpack will be moist at low and intermediate altitudes. This applies in particular on south-facing slopes. Above the treeline snow depths vary greatly, depending on the influence of the wind. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1. Deep persistent weak layer, DP.6. Cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Sunday, the 2nd of February 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.